And now, time for somebody who knows how to spin the Bible like a rotisserie. Skeptic Corner!
The writer now has the Lord God tell Moses to lie to the people by saying that he appeared to him and to the elders.
This guy is so busy trying to find faults and fallacies in the Bible that he doesn't realize he just committed a fallacy himself. In this broadcast, the guy says that Moses lied to the people without even explaining why he thinks that Moses lied. He just goes on to the next subject as if it doesn't matter. It's not even clear what he's trying to communicate here. Does he mean that Moses bore false witness? Or is he assuming atheism without actually proving it? Either way, it's completely illogical and unexplained, the way he states it. Instead of explaining, he merely goes on talking about the names of tribes in Exodus, which doesn't make sense at all.
In the commentary for Exodus 3, verses 6 through 10, it was observed that the named tribes contradict those named in Genesis 10, verses 15 through 19.
See? No explanation whatsoever. He just pulls out another argument, and a surprisingly weak argument at that. First, take a look at Genesis 10. What you see here is a catalog of all the nations in that area, as far as the Israelite people knew them. When you look at Exodus 3, you see that this passage listing the tribes and nations of the area was in the context of a promise given by the Lord. But of course, Mr. Secular Bible always takes things out of context to make things sound contradictory when they're actually not. It was not necessary for God to list all those tribes listed in Genesis 10, nor was it necessary to list the same ones. Things happened between Genesis and Exodus. Groups moved around, people moved. History changed a little bit.
Maranatha!
Well, I've just about had enough spin for one setting. On to story time.
Hey, take this stupid movie. It's just this one dude talking.
Alright. And now, page 8 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke. The air conditioner switched on with a hum. Scott was the only one who didn't appreciate the cold air. He shivered.
Brr! Chilly! You mind if I turn down the AC?
Yes, I do,
said Cupcake.
It's hot outside. Leave it on.
Well, anyways, this map was written in Snarfronese. It's a language, you know. Let's see. It says, Map of Osceola, 1820.
It's the year 1993. Our house wouldn't even be there back then.
Scott dug in the desk for another map, pushing aside staplers, batteries, glue bottles, and other office supplies.
Now where was that? He muttered.
While the owl was busy looking for the map, Pudgy went behind the counter and picked up a book with a gold label that said, Shandoon. Opening it to page 5, he saw a picture of a small village underneath a rainbow and a building with a water wheel. Below the picture, the caption read, Here is Yar Karkaron photo of Shandoon, Shandoon home to Ibble Witch Glomer and Leprechaun folk. In Narf Glexon, 1986, archaeologists find many treasure in Gleanpatch Mountaintop. Then Pudgy noticed the owl found a map.
No, this isn't it either, Scott muttered, and went back to digging.
Pudgy looked up and saw that Cupcake's eyes were drifting to the owl's computer, then at the panda, and back at the computer again. It seemed like she noticed something missing.
Hey, where's your laptop, Patricia?
Patricia shrugged.
Oh, I forget. I do not know. It get heavy on shoulder, so I put down. I think it outside.
Cupcake ran out to get it.
You're always dropping things.
Scott rolled a map out and placed it on the desk. This one was in English. How about this one? He blinked. Where did she go?
She get computer for me. She will be back soon.
Pudgy was still looking at the book.
Hey, be careful with that. That's priceless. There is only one copy of that in the entire universe.
The owl scolded.
I had to play Parlodo cards against Grandmaster Kinboat to get it. Are you familiar with Kinboat?
No, said Pudgy. I'm just a dog.
That's no excuse. Everyone knows Kinboat. The Shandoon from Shandoon, the master of the double-sided Nosinan. He's stingy. He never gives anything away except during card games.
Sorry.
All I'm saying is, be really careful with that.
Cupcake returned with the panda's computer, saw the owl and dog arguing, and said,
Ahem.
Oh, right, the map.
This concludes page 8.
Good job.
If you'd like to get in contact with that tree, you may email him at acttree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.